Blog Talk Radio.
Valentine's Monday, but hey, the show must go on. No, not yet. Okay. So anyway, I get you. Hold on one second.
Yeah. So you already started with it? Okay, so what I want to do, I'm going to copy it and I'll bring it out this week. All right.
All right, we got a good show for you guys tonight. It is live. That's L-I-V-E, live. L-I-V-E, live. What you got? Yes. So she want to hold on to it?
Yeah, just hold off.
Okay. That's no problem. I'll hold on to it and I'll take care of it.
All right.
All right. I'll be on the radio show for a little bit, but if you need me, just call me. I'll put them on pause. All right. Thank you. All right. As you can see, yes, we are live. We are live. That's L-E-E, live here on Blog Talk Radio. We got a good show for you tonight. If you want to call in, you can always call in. If you want to talk about some of the topics of the subject that we're talking about, then hey, just call in. It's 347-826-7278. Once again, 347-826-7278. All right, just push pound and one, and my super duper producer, BJ, will plug you right on in. You know, because like I said, I'm the host with the most, and we just get it going how we get it going. So let's go ahead and do our sponsors while we're here. We got 20 Second Fitness. Get your fit in 20 seconds. It's definitely a great program. Well, I know that the Las Vegas Showgirls are really focused in on the 20 Second program. It's not just 20 seconds. It's about 8 to 12 minutes, but it's 20 minutes of hardcore workout. We got Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Why pick Enterprise? Because they pick you up. We got Adidas. My Adidas, your Adidas, we Adidas. We all should be rocking Adidas. And we got Rogers Athletic Company, the official football equipment of the Women's Football Camp and Conference. And like I said, you need to head over to the womensfootballcamp.com. We do have a little special treat for everyone this year in 2012, but we're going to put on four. I said four, not one, not two, not three, but four football camps across the country. So you need to tune in and get signed up. I think we're going to be doing early birds starting in April. Everything has been put together, but we're going to be doing early birds, and the camp will go on unless we don't have enough participants. And we're looking at a minimum of 75 per camp in order for us to make it happen. If we don't get it, it won't happen, Captain. But anyway, let's move on like we always do. And it's a deep, deep, deep kick. Why is it deep? Because that's what we talk about here in women's football. We talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly. So let's move on. Quarter number one. Quarter number one. We got football equipment, yo. Hey, it's that time of the season, and it is equipment time. You know, it's good that it's equipment time, and it's bad. You know, you can get some good deals out there on equipment because, you know, football season is over, and they're trying to get rid of their overstock, but it's also bad because what they have in stock is what they have at most times. And I bring this up because I have a few ladies on my team that are out buying equipment. And I am not liking the sporting goods stores here in Vegas. I think I'm going to open up my own sporting goods store and sell football equipment to all the teams across the nation because these sporting goods stores try to tear an arm and a leg off of these ladies because they think you're naive and you don't know what to buy. I had a company out here trying to sell my girls a $300 helmet and some $250 shoulder pads. I said, there's no way in this world that somebody should be paying, you know, $600 for just two items. For one, you know, there is no helmet out there that's going to stop you from getting a headache. There's no helmet out there that's going to stop you from getting a concussion. If you hit that hard, it is going to happen, okay? There is no shoulder pads that is worth, you know, $250. You ladies don't hit hard enough to be having shoulder pads with that much padding. And most of the shoulder pads are built are, and with you having boobies and all, they're going to extend out. You're going to look like a turtle out there with these super puffed up shoulder pads. So the dealer got pissed off at me this weekend because two of my girls were in there buying equipment, and they called me, and I just happened to be in the neighborhood. And so I went in there highly upset because I dealt with this company before, and I told them what they need to be selling to my athletes. But they're trying to make a dollar. They're trying to make extra dollars. And like I said, they feel that you guys are naive, that you don't know what you're doing, and you're going to buy anything that they suggest because they are the sporting goods store. And then I had to put it on them. I said, no. They don't need no $200 shoulder pads. The girls don't hit that hard, you know. And again, not to say that you guys don't hit, but the fact is they make shoulder pads for a reason. There is no such thing as a cheap pair of shoulder pads. When I'm saying cheap, I mean, that's not going to do their job. The job of the shoulder pads is to absorb impact from the hit and also the ground. I don't care what kind of shoulder pads you have, good or bad. It's not going to prevent a dislocated shoulder, okay? It's not going to prevent a bruise, you know. The thing about it, you need to find something that's light, that's comfortable, and that you are able to be mobile in. And when I say mobile, mean able to, your receiver need to be able to put your hands in motion up and above your head to each side and things of that nature. Your alignment, you can be restricted a little bit, you know, having a bigger shoulder pad. But what these equipment companies or sporting goods companies fail to realize is that your shoulders aren't square like men's shoulders. Your shoulders tend to go down from the neck to the edge of the shoulders. And if you have things that are in front called boobs that stick out, guys don't have those things. So most shoulder pads are made for flatness. So the flatter you are, the better fit you're going to get on the shoulder pads. But see, these equipment companies or these sporting goods stores is actually what position you play, and they just grab any of the shoulder pads that are built for men. For instance, if you play linebacker, you got these big, bulky linebacker pads, you know. My thing is, yes, protect your head. Everybody should have an adult helmet. There should not be a player out there who is over 18 years of age who don't have a helmet that says adult. On that one, I can't help you on that. But for shoulder pads, you can fit into the youth shoulder pads. the ones that are built for those who are 145 pounds to 160 pounds, 160 to 180, and then they got some up to 240, okay? You don't need to have a you correctly. And the bigger they are, the more path they have, the more the turtle you're going to look because you can't move. You're restricted in those things. But you need to have a flatter pad. A flatter pad is best. Okay? So, again, if you're going out there, I understand helmet. You're going to spend anywhere between $100 to $225 on an adult helmet. The funny thing is youth helmets fit the same size, but, again, they're made out of a different material. And, again, if you have a head injury or neck injury, the company is not going to protect you because you are wearing a youth helmet. They don't go by weight on helmet. They go by age on helmet. So understand that. So for those who are playing with youth helmets, yes, it's cheaper and it's lighter. But guess what? If something happens, which we don't want to happen, you're not going to have a leg to stand on. Hell, you might not even be standing, you know. So, again, make sure you have proper equipment. Make sure the equipment fits. Make sure you're not getting robbed an arm and a leg for your equipment. You know, question the people who are selling it to you. Try on youth equipment. Again, hip pads, shoulder pads, rib pads, thigh pads, knee pads, you know, can be youth, you guys. Again, I'm trying to save you a dollar. I'm trying to save you a couple of dollars, but I'm trying to save tell you that the equipment that is used for youth will also work for you because you're built like a youth, a boy 14, 15, 16 years old. Most of you women out there are maybe built that way, even though you might be up in your 20s and 30s and 40s, but you are the average size of a regular 14 to 16 year old, with the exception of some of them line women. Some of them line women, they're as big as them linemen. But again, find the pad that fits you, that fits your budget, okay? Don't get robbed by the equipment people, by the sporting goods store. Don't go and buy all these extra protection equipment, you know. Yes, the chin guard, you know, is good to have a cushion, but how often do you get hit in the chin? You know, every helmet comes with a required chin strap. You know, for looks, it looks good to have a big, thick, padded chin strap. But in reality, you shouldn't be getting hit in the chin anyway. Again, face mask. Make sure you get the appropriate face mask for your position. You know, I think the open cage is fine for every position. You don't have to have a full cage and all this other stuff. You know, again, there's not many hands and fingers that's going to go in between the cage. So the more more lines and bars, the more expensive it gets. Okay? The next thing, neck roll. I don't see a neck roll. If you're being taught correctly, neck roll is not necessary. Again, it's another restrictive padding for you as a woman with a short neck. And, of course, I'm being stereotypical. You know, some women might have long necks, but I'm just being stereotypical. I worked with you ladies for the last 7 years, and these are some of the issues and problems that we've come up with and that we've dealt with. Youth equipment is fine with the exception of the helmet. Okay? What else? We're talking about equipment. I'm seeing, you know, these guys and gals that are at these equipment stores trying to sell these extra padding and pads and body suits and all this stuff and saying that it's going to protect you here, protect you there. Again, no equipment is going to stop you from breaking your arm. No equipment is going to stop you from breaking your ankle. You can be taped up with the ankle and still break and sprain your ankle. Again, you want to be cautious, yes, but you also want to be comfortable. So again, don't get screwed by the equipment folks trying to sell you equipment. If you're paying, again, for your whole outfit, you should be paying no more than $300 to be suited up, and that's from pretty much head to toe. You're looking at under $50 for some shoes. You're looking at $200 for a helmet. I'm going to just go there. $200 for a helmet, $50 for shoes, that's $250. A pair of shoulder pads run anywhere between $39 and $79. A pair of practice pants cost you about $15. The pads that go in those pants run you about $8 to $10, $8 to $12. and you're done. You know, you can use a practice shirt, I mean a t-shirt, an oversized t-shirt to be a practice shirt, you know. So again, you shouldn't be spending no more than $300 on your equipment for some good equipment, okay. They're not going to make no sorry shoulder pads that don't have any protection and padding. So don't get screwed. $300 should be maxed out of what you'll be spending on your football equipment for the year. I don't know if I have any questions or anything out there, BJ, but that was one that really got me heated this morning. I mean, yeah, this morning when I said I'm going to talk about it, because it was just Saturday that I had a fallout with one of the sporting goods stores here, because they have been trying and trying and trying to oversell. And actually, this is a company that I'm actually going to sue, because they sold us youth helmets for adult prices. And now the head salesman that did that is no longer with the company. So, you know, I've been really upset. But here in Vegas, we don't have many options of where you can buy football equipment. And that's why I'm thinking about just doing my own equipment and just have teams order straight from me. And like I said, at the cost that I get them, and just pay for freight, because I'm just tired, sick and tired of you ladies getting, you know, taken advantage of. But, you know, there's no callers. But, again, I think that's it's a great topic. What you should be looking for is a lot of rookies out there that just don't know. And there's a lot of coaches that just don't know how to size up your players. You know, helmet is going to be sized basically how a regular helmet will be sized. You know, folks don't know what the numbers are on the shoulder pad. Sometimes you see 16, 17. You see 18, 19, 20, 21s. Then you see 34, 30, 36, 36, 38. Well, that is the measurements from one shoulder to the other shoulder. So basically, if you see anything between 12 and 21, that is your shoulder width from shoulder to shoulder across your chest, okay? If you see anything in the 30s on up, that is the radius of your shoulders. So again, understand what those numbers stand for. That is the measurements of your shoulder. So anything under 22 is just the width from right to left of your shoulders. I mean, from shoulder tip to shoulder tip. And when you see numbers in the 30s and 40s, that is the radius of your shoulders. So, again, understanding the equipment, understanding what size it meant. Again, it's what it is. It costs to play, but it shouldn't break an arm and a leg. So, again, just like practice this past weekend, you know, when you're having fun, time goes by so fast. This past weekend, we scheduled a two-hour practice that we're hitting. Next thing you know, 4 hours went by. So that's just like my show here. You know, 4 quarters with Coach Lee each and every Monday night, it goes by so fast that I got to move on. So let's move on to quarter number two. Quarter number two, let's talk about depth chart. What is a depth chart, and how should I, as a player, look at the depth chart this early in the season? Okay. Again, I talked to you guys about firsthand experience. About 4 weeks ago, my team, well, for myself, I put out a depth chart on how I see seeing things, players falling into position based on what I've seen since September. Like I said, it's a starting point. It's not the starters. It's an opportunity for players to see where they stand. And again, I'll rewind real quick. What is a depth chart? A depth chart is basically set up in the positions that you play as far as, you know, who's first team, who's second team, and who's third team. So at this point, we had to set the standard of, okay, this is how we see it. Ideally, this is how we want to go. And it gives you a point of reference. And when I put that chart out, I got a couple of reactions. The first reaction was, of course, some players being upset because they weren't where they thought they should be as far as being a starter. And again, I'm a straight shooter. I'm not gonna put no sugar on the cake because the cake is already sweet as it is. This is where I see you. But these are while we're in our shorts and t-shirts. Anybody can be a T-shirt All-American football player, you know. It's when you get the pads, when you start talking with the pads is when we start lining things up and say, okay, now we got a football player. Things change real quick. The fastest and best catcher on your team can be the starting receiver 1 minute, soon as you get the pass, they might be second or third string or might even quit because they T-shirt All-Stars. You know, like I said, things can change. It's just a reference point for the coaches to be able to have some kind of organization of when we say first team, this is who I would like to see. It's your job to either keep it or take it from somebody. And that's what coaches want to see. You know, I'll give you a quick story. My buddy Terrell Davis with the Denver Broncos went to camp with the Denver Broncos, seventh string tailback. I talked to him during camp, and he's talking about quitting because he was seventh string. Dog, I'm not getting no reps. I ain't getting this. But, again, kept pushing. Hey, you know how it is, dog. I mean, you know, you used to be in the starter, but now you with the big boys. You got to get your mental reps in. If you ain't getting the reps in, because your time is going to come. Next thing you know, a player got hurt. Next thing you know, another player got traded. Next thing you know, he's in special teams and laid somebody out. If you guys know the story of Terrell Davis, you know. And then by season opening, he was a starter. And the rest is history. You know, so as coaches, we don't know who the real players are until you get your opportunity. And you will get your opportunity. But, again, a depth chart is just something that the coaches have as a point of reference. You have as a point of reference, and you see who your competition is. You know, I always tell my players, if you don't like what you see, then change it. If you think you're better than a certain person, then go up against them in drills. Out-sprint them. Out-push-up them. Out-sit-up them. Out-run them. Out-work them. Out-lift them. That's what you need to do. Outsmart them. Out film watch them. Make less mistakes than them. That's how you get noticed. Not sitting on the sidelines whining and crying. You show the coaches, you show the player that I'm the best. You know, and again, I can speak from that from personal experience. Ladies and gentlemen, you're talking to somebody who all their life was pretty much the smallest guy on the team. Be it football or basketball, I always had to prove myself, even with my dad being the head coach. You know what I'm saying? I come from a line of football players and coaching family that they don't care. The best play, son or not, daughter or not, friend or not, the best play. So I've always had to prove myself. So as a coach, I'm always telling the ladies on the team, prove it. Don't talk about it. Be about it. When your opportunity comes, show me. So, you know, that's just how it works sometimes. You just got to fight for it. It's no different than having a job. It's no different than having a job and knowing somebody got a promotion. You got to be in the eyes of the boss or the eyes of those who shot call. If you're not in the eyes of those who make the shots, who make the call, then you'll never get called. So that means be on practice early. Stay after practice. Work with the coaches. What can I do to get better? How can I beat that person out? Hey, be blunt, be front. Be blunt and be front. And be able to understand that you might hear something you don't want to hear. The deadly words of, you're not good enough. You're not better than them. And you got to accept that. And then ask the question, what can I do to get better? What can I do to improve? And that's where the coaching comes in. Coaches should always be able to have an answer for you on how you can get better or what they're looking for out of you as a player. And again, I'm straight and honest with my players, and I give them their role. Know your role. This is what I'm looking out of you for the season. These are things that I want you to accomplish. Now, if your dreams are bigger and better, then that's fine. But these are the mandatory things that I'm looking for in order for you to play for me. Remember, folks, football is a dictatorship. You know, look at the NFL again. Look at the Washington Redskins. You got, well, I forgot my man's name, the defensive tackle who made $100 million, who wasn't playing. Coach didn't care that you making $100 million. You need to go fall under my rules and how I want you to play. If you can't follow that, then, hey, I'll cut you. I'll let you go. So, again, you know, what is a depth chart? A depth chart is a point of reference. What does it accomplish? It gives you an opportunity to find out who you're competing against and competing with. And it gives you a starting point to know where you want to end up. If you're happy being second team, then let your name stay as second team. If you're unhappy, then change it. Change it. Change it. Only you can change it. Again, the perception of how you've been coming to practice, the perception of you learning to play, the perception of you getting it done, is being put on the piece of paper to show you. Now it's your job to ask, how can you change it? So again, that is topic number two, quarter number two. And like I said, this show be rocking and rolling every Monday night. I'm here live. Live, that's L-I-V-E, here on Blog Talk Radio, each and every Monday night. That's continued, that is. I'm also on the Women's Tackle Football Group .ning.com board. It's a little slow tonight, but that's all right. You know what I'm saying? This is Valentine's night. I know you out there getting your grub on, getting your date on. You know, it's all right. But we're talking football tonight, and that's what we do. That's what I do, and that's what those who listen to. All right, let's move on. We're halfway through the show already, man. This is, man, moving. So let's go ahead and pass halftime and go into quarter number three. Quarter number three. We got game day program. I got a couple emails based on the game day programs that we've produced over the years. For those that don't know, Las Vegas Showgirls actually produced one of the better books. I'm not going to say the best book. I said one of the better books of women's football or any football. We challenge any high school on that. But, you know, it's an emotional situation. And the way that we do it, and somebody asked me how we do it, so I'm going to take you step by step. Basically, we find somebody who can design the program, an artist. You know, somebody got some art skills, some graphics behind them, some layout, just a background. And, you know, work out some kind of situation where they're going to design, you know, the book. We sit down and we talk about it. Hold on 1 second. Rocking live. You are rocking live. Sorry about that. I had to answer that call. A person called me 6 times in a row. So it's all taken care of. I should be back on. BJ, am I back on live? Just hit me on the Ning board real quick. All right. Thank you. All right. Sorry about that, folks. But what was I talking about? Game day program and setting it up and getting it done. But finding somebody who has some art skills, who has some computer skills. Sit down and talk to them and give them an outline of what you would like to accomplish with your game day program. Good examples would be if you went to any of the professional football games, basketball games, college games. You know, they're like magazines, you know. But, of course, they charge for theirs. They got big boosters and sponsors that help do all this stuff. I do it kind of reverse. We give ours away for free. What we've done is we try to get 43 advertisers to advertise in our book. And like I said, we got 5 games this year. So they will be in 5 different publications, and we print up a minimum of 1,500 programs per game. And what we do a standard format. You know, there's some things in our book that just doesn't change, and that would be our sponsors and our ads. That will stay consistent. The covers, we change the covers with different pictures, different titles and things of that nature. We also change the game day. You know, new, what we do is we highlight what took place maybe last week or the last two games if we haven't had a home game. Talk about the incoming team that's coming in, highlight some of their players to look out for, and then, of course, highlight some of our players, you know, from last week or whatever. We update our stats. You know, again, a lot of things that you got to do that you got to do on your web page, you should be doing in this book. So the people that come to your game every week have a different book. It just has the same advertisers, but the information there is different with the different pictures, the different outlooks, and the stats are updated. And any other stories that you come up with, you know, you might highlight a player or two. Our program book is between 16 and 32 full-color pages. Again, it's all based on how many advertisers we get. But, again, perception is everything. Professionalism is everything. And the more professional your game day book is, the more credibility, is that the right word I'm looking for? But when you hand them out to your fans, they feel that they're attached to something. You know, when you give them out to the news people, you know, they feel that you are professional, that, hey, somebody's putting money behind this thing. And like I said, we get our sponsors to really just to pay for that. Our $100 business card ads, you know, we get 43 of them, it pays for it. You know, that's our goal. 43 $100 business card ads. And how do we sell that to our businesses locally? We tell them, where can you print up, 5,000, 6,000 business cards for $100 and have somebody pass them out for you? So a $100 ad is nothing for any small mom-pop business, you know, because you sell them on the fact that, you know, where can you print up 5,000 full-color business cards and then have them passed out for $100. But, again, I have some examples of our game day program on the Women's Tackle Football Group.meme.com board. In the past, we did one book for the whole year. And that was good and it was bad. The good was we print up a whole bunch of them and had a whole bunch of information in there. The bad was when you have repeat customers, you can't give them out anymore because they already have it. You know, they have full colors of the headshots of the girls. You know, have your advertisers, you know, a whole bunch of stuff. So this year was the first year that we actually went to a weekly new book, and it's a headache because we got to get the information over to our designer. You know, if we have a back-to-back game, or matter of fact, even if we don't have a back-to-back game, the fact is when we have a game on Saturday, if it's home or away, and we got a home game the following week, we still got to get the current updates on the stats and the storyline and all the other stuff ready to go. But this year I got somebody on board, sort of a publicist that we're contracting out that's going to go ahead and do the stories for us and kind of be ahead of the game and maybe do four or five different interesting stories on a couple of players, you know, and have that already pre-ready to go so that we can highlight three to four players in each book, you know, in different books. And by the end of the season, hopefully every player have gotten, you know, a half a page write-up on themselves and their interest in why they play football and all the other good stuff, you know, kind of blow it up a little bit. So those are some of the things that we're working on this year. But like I said, it is great because now you get to use those out to get more advertisers in. When they see our books, they're like, wow, you guys printed this out? And I'm like, yes. And I only have to spend $100? Yes. You know, or you can spend $1,250 for a full the back page if you want. You know, or $800 for a full page, or you know, $400 for a half a page, or $250 for a quarter page, or $100 for a business card ad. So again, it's whatever you push. And our deadline is March 1st to have all the stuff together, giving our designer roughly about 2 weeks to get the new concept together, and then we start filling in their information and March 26th, guess what? Wow. We'll have our first pamphlets handed out, or our booklets, our program booklets. And like I said, it's just a nice, classy touch to you know, promoting your team. And, you know, if the away teams, if you can get, you know, maybe a team picture of them and their logo, again, you can spot that up on the page and their roster. and put that in there as well. That's the other benefit of having it. You know, you get to highlight the other teams, you know. We also highlighted all the logos of all the teams in the league. You know, I just grabbed the logos off of, like, Google Images and just grabbed, a JPEG file of the logo, as best quality as possible, and I dedicated one page to WFA, you know, basically at no charge. You know, it just looks better when I'm promoting all the teams in the league. Because what do my fans ask? Where are the teams coming from? Are there more teams? And when they're amazed at how many teams are playing, you know, with this year, I think we got 62 teams in one league, you know, and the show, you know, here in Vegas, we're a transient town, so we got people from all over the place. And when they come see our game and they see a Michigan team, they see a Miami, Florida team, they see a New York, a New Jersey, you know, a Dallas team, a Houston team, you know, they have some kind of fan loyalty where they're calling their family back and such as, hey, I just went to a Showgirl game, man. You know what? You guys got, you know, a team in Houston called the Power, you know, or the Energy or whomever. And that can help promote you. Again, each one of us help promote each other by placing, you know, the logos and website addresses into your program. You know, if we all share in that duty, then all our fans will be able to come. Just like I'm asking all you guys to go out and ask your fans to join the Women's Tackle Football Group.meme.com board. There's no reason why we can't have 10,000 players, coaches, fans, owners on one site talking about women's football. It's probably, it is the best informational board out there that's open to all fans and players. And you get to start your own topic and thing and dialogue with each other. Look at me, I'm thinking about I situations. But anyway, dialogue with one another. You know, that's the greatest form I've been a part of. It's probably my happiest spot. I'm always on there. You know, from there and Facebook. But, you know, those are things that we do. But again, programs, folks, you got to have some game day programs. Step your game up. Don't go off and run black and white copies. I mean, hey, if you got to do it, then do it. But if you can step your game up, if there's a place to put your money where your mouth is, it will be in presentation of your game day program. And like I said, don't try to make no money off of it. If you get the advertisers, give away for free. Because, again, a lot of you guys can't get advertisers because you say, okay, we're going to charge you $800 to be in our book, and then we're going to charge our fans $5, $10 for the book. Well, as a smart business person, I'm like, well, you're not guaranteeing me that these books are going to go out. My books are free. I'm giving them out anywhere. Flag football games, middle school, high school, you know, football games, softball games, volleyball games, news stations. You know, it's just part of our PR program. So, again, really, 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 really focus in on designing a great game day book. My experience over the last year was that the weekly or the new one every game worked a heck of a lot better than pressing up just one. And I got a great designer, and I got to get a hold to my designer so that we can get moving forward with this thing. But he has a template already, so that's good. He knows what I want, and it's just about adding substance this time. And we've got to have more substance. We got more stories that we want to do. So again, just being pre-prepared, just being prepared is the most important part of the situation. Not sure if we got any callers, but again, you can always dial in 347-826-7278. Again, 347-826-7278. Press pound and one. BJ will definitely throw you in, put you in the mix. But if I don't have anybody that wants to speak, I know I got callers online, but they just shy sometimes. But it's all good. I'm going to move into quarter number four. Quarter number four. Let's go to the Neem board. Let's see what's happening on the Neem board. For some of you guys who don't know what the Neem board is, it is, the number one information board. It is the largest collection of women's football pictures, videos, and players in the world. And I say that because I'm on the internet all the time, every day. And when I put in, you know, women's football, the Neem board is always popping up. But it's a great community. We got 20, how many members we got on here? Let me check this out. I think we got over 2,100. Actually, 2,150 is what we have. And I just erased like six of them yesterday because we had somebody on there, you know, spamming. And I'm good at this. Like I said, ladies and gentlemen, I checked the board. I monitor the board well. I try to keep it spam free. You know, if we have some seaweed and rice to go with that spam, that'd be a great dish. So, again, you know, I'm just talking right now as I'm finding out what's going on. Just this week, we've had 27 new members. So, again, it's getting to that point where it's football season. We get a large number of fans and football players that come towards the first two or three months of the season just due to the fact that they didn't know that there was a football board for them. Let's see what the hottest topic is right now. Let me see. Go over here to discussions. Click, click, click. Yes, sir. Yeah, you know the code? Okay, go ahead, Max. All right. I guess people are still wanting to know about numbers, getting numbers. How can you get numbers? Because, again, it's that point in time where rosters are going to be due up soon. Teams need to get ready to go, and the more the merrier, because injuries will occur. Like I said, injuries will occur. Matter of fact, we had a player that had a freak accident yesterday and broke her fibula down by her ankle, and she's going to be out 6 to 8 weeks. And it was just a real simple play. She just came down and nobody touched her, but her foot hit her opposite ankle and broke her, fractured. It is not broke, it's fractured. But again, you know, some of the things that people are talking about is how do we get numbers? How do we deal with situations where there's more than one team in the city? And it was just funny to me when I actually answered the question. The idea just came as I read, you know, that there was a Pittsburgh issue where there's three teams in the same city. And how can they get more numbers? My thing was throw a rush. Throw a football rush. Just like you have fraternity and sorority rushes. You know, they're competitors. Fraternities and sororities are competitors for the same group of people that are on a college campus. It's a microcosm of the real world. You know, it's called competing. So my thing was this. Since there's more than one team in the city, once you guys pull your resources together, get a room, and do a rush. That would be so sweet. Pull your resources together, find a location. If there's two teams, one get one half of the room, the other get another half of the room. You do a meet and greet. You know, your players on one side of the room, their players on the other side of the room. You have a team captain speak. You have a coach speak. And you have your owner speak. And you sell your organization to the crowd. You know? Sell your organization to the crowd. Again, two teams with 30 players can get out there. That's 60 people that can get out there and promote one event. And then again, the one who know how to promote and sell their organization will get the players. You know, and that's just being nice. Again, go to a fraternity and sorority rush where all the organizations are there. They go and pass out flyers throughout the whole campus. And you have people who want to join that don't know the information. You know, they want to know the details and why they should join that particular organization. That's what we need to do. It's not hard. I think that is a great idea. I'm going to pat myself on the back. Because I got three teams here in Vegas. Would love to do that. And let the best team, you know, promote. We got to work together somehow, some way. You know? Again, I'm coming from you live on a Monday night and telling you, you got to get out there and promote to get numbers. I've done it twice, you guys. Started from scratch twice, 2006 and 2011. Scratched twice and got the same numbers. Got the same type of quality players. because I go out there and I hustle. I keep telling you guys. Just because you build it don't mean they're going to come. You got to build it, promote it, beg them, do events to make them come. And even then, they still don't come. You got to keep banging the streets. You got to keep pushing Facebook. You got to push the social networks. You got to push flyers. You got to push the news. You got to push radio. There's a lot of free things you can do. You got to push the newspapers, the magazines. Do a football type of event so that you can have football coverage. You need to go to sporting events where athletes go. I keep pushing that. I've said it in many shows. Not frustrated. I'm just, hey, just telling you like it is. That's just how it works. But wouldn't it be great if we're talking about coming together and being, you know, women football players? I know I can promote, so I'm not afraid of no other team being there. I got history. I have promotional items. I have pictures. I have events. I have news coverage. You know, so I'm not afraid to promote. Now, a new team that might go against me might be intimidated by that. But again, you got other players out here that don't want to be a part of something that exists. They want to be a part of making her story, as I call it. I coined that phrase. I mean, that phrase, I use it all the time. Make her story. Want to create their own story. Want to be a part of something new and fresh. There's nothing wrong with that. Everybody don't want to be on the bandwagon. Everybody want to be on their own skateboard. So, can't be afraid to come together to promote the game of football. You just must have the right speakers up there, the right motivators, the right players, the right system. You know, some teams might not grow because they don't run the right type of football plays. You know, you might have a quarterback in your neighborhood, but she comes to all your games but don't want to play for you because you don't throw the ball. You might have a running back that comes in your games but don't want to play because you don't run the ball. So, again, you got to go out there and recruit and ask these players, what do you want to play? You know, how did I get on this topic? I was talking about, I was on the Ning board. Like I said, I get fired up. I get fired up. I get pumped up when I hear, you know, answering questions. Not that I know everything, but, you know, I know a lot, and I know that I can simulate this for you to go out and figure it out. You know, go on the internet, ask questions, you know. I'm not afraid to hear the word no. I'm not afraid to hear the word we can't do. Because somebody can and somebody will. This might not be you. But to get 41 sponsors, I'm not going to talk to 45 people. I probably talk to 500 companies in emails to get 41. You got to be persistent. Same thing when you're recruiting players. You got to be persistent. I bug the crap out of people in my center. You know, I bug the crap out of them because they come here to play volleyball. I got some girl basketball players. I was like, wow, you'd be a great defensive back. Oh, you'd be a great wide receiver. Ah, football's too physical for me. They're like, you don't even know that. You never tried it. You just watch it. So, again, you got to be persistent. I know when to ease up. You know, I know when no means no. I know that. But they get to the point where they want to say, okay, well, what do I need to do? How much is it going to cost? That's when I know I got them. When they start asking those questions, I know I got them. But, again, why wouldn't two or three teams that are in the same area not come together and put on an event like a Rush? Have your name list there, and people are free at the end to come and sign up with you based on what they saw and what you said. Action speaks louder than words. Action speaks louder than words. And if you do a good job selling, you'll get the players. That's why I love Library.
Hey, Maria. Everything good?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, again, that's why I was so wanting another team here in my city. Not 100% of nobody. That's just healthy competition. I love healthy competition. Because when you're the only, you get complacent. You don't go out there and recruit. You don't go do this. You don't do that. I think I've done more recruiting this year and out in the public than ever. And I'm out there all the time. Because I want to be the best. If I want to be the best, then I need to recruit the best. So, again, what is the secret of getting numbers? Is going out there and getting as many people as you can to know about the football program, to know about women's football in total. And see, I really hope that one day, soon, that the three teams, even in my own town, like I said, I come up with ideas, but if the other team don't want to do it, then I can't, you know, I can lead a horse to water, but I can't make them drink, you know. So think about that. What do you think about that? You know, is that a good idea? You know, what's the worst case thing that can happen? You know, one team look like an ass at this place, and all of a sudden, guess what? You ain't going to get the players because you looking like an ass. So you keep it professional. You dress up. You show some highlights. You know, again, get your nice table and all the other good stuff. And you make it happen. You make it happen. But I am about to. I didn't know I was going to be able to get some live action in today. I really don't know my show is going to be live until about 12 o'clock once I get into work and find out what needs to take place. But, BJ, I'm not quite sure if I have any questions. I don't see anybody on the need questions. Yeah, I'd like to thank those who listened in. Like I said, I give it to you every Monday night, however you want it. You know, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But I'm here to promote women's football. I am here wanting to promote women's football, and that's all I want to do. And like I said, I have no secrets. You know, I have no agenda outside of promoting women's football to the best of my ability. If it gets to the point where I'm not having fun doing it, I won't do it anymore. But I'm having so much fun. That's why I do the show each and every Monday night. So tune in, call a friend, tell a friend. And I will definitely see you guys next week. So at this moment, BJ, I am finished. I'm loving my folks out there, and I wish everybody have a safe and sound, Valentine? You know, show a little love across the board, but pass it on to all. So at this moment, BJ, you can start the music. I am ready to rock and roll. I will see you guys next week. Peace.
Giving what I'm